Pet.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, let's kick it off and go with Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hello, doctor.
Good to talk with you.
I just wanted to talk to you about 8 months ago, I had a stroke, and I've had some numbness on my right side, and at the time, the neurologist said it would be going away in about 6 months, but it hasn't. It has left me with some numbness and some pain in my hands and in my joints on the right side. And I wonder if there's anything I can do for that.
Did it just come out of nowhere, or has it been building over time?
It's been there. I'm diabetic too, and you know I was aware that you can have some numbness in like in your toes and your feet and so forth. It's not quite like that, but it's kind of like that. It's not a sharp pain. It's just a numbness that's constantly there.
And what did the doctor say about it?
Well, the neurologist, he kept saying, well, you know, it's a matter of time and it'll go away if it's going to go away. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't know. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of research or anything that I can find that says, you know, how you can help that happen faster.
There's not. And the reality is you have to wait for the body to kind of do its, kind of set its course. The B vitamins can be helpful. Vitamin B6, pyridoxine, is a certain version of B6. It can be quite helpful with these kind of situations and be very helpful with the nerves themselves. But also goat's milk yogurt is helpful too. It galactose, the milk sugar, is really good at helping support and even rebuild the myelin. And that protective coating that's around the nerves. And so you might want to look up some research on that. It's called galactose. It's just a milk sugar. But, you know, again, eating that, it's not going to, you know, none of these are miracle cures or anything like that. But it's just some of the basic nutritional methods of how the body works and some of the things that it's in the literature that can be helpful as well. And your fish oils and your omega-3 oils, keeping those at a peak level, it will make a big difference. So you might want to look into that, too, because the foods you're putting in your body right now are going to matter. They really are. There's no silver bullet. It's kind of a combination of doing the right things all the way around, which is what you want to do to stick with, okay? But one thing, too, especially when it's gradual like that and it, you know, it happens, you know, even if it feels, it could feel sudden and it can be more gradual, but it's kind of if 6-1, half dozen. The reality is the principles are the same. Okay, you want to support the nerves. You want to make sure it has the right nutrition that's set aside with it. The B vitamins are really big, and the omega-3s. Those are all important, too. And don't forget vitamin D. That's another big one. A lot of people kind of leave that out, but getting the vitamin D levels checked on a regular basis by your physician can make a big difference as well. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And you can also, if you're looking for a wellness provider in your area, check out the website there as well. Got all the information. And these are doctors and providers and healthcare practitioners that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Our food for the day is coconut water. Now, I know you probably see them now. They're putting them in the stores and that sort of thing. But coconut water is amazing. And it's got so many good health benefits. Well, coconut itself has great health benefits. But the coconut water, interestingly enough, has a lot that it offers our body. It's clear, nutrient-rich liquid. Of course, it's inside the coconut. But whether it's green or white doesn't really matter. But now, the young coconuts, which are typically purchased by a lot of the Asians, the Caribbeans, and Indian grocery stores, these coconuts are picked when they're green, and the green husk is removed, peeling a white inner husk, and the white husk coconuts then are wrapped in plastic and shipped. You always want to look for the fresh coconuts that are firm to the touch, no pink or purple or brown spots. You want to always look for, you know, these types of things. But there's five amazing health benefits I want to talk about coconut water. All right. Number one, it's got a high level amount of electrolytes. A lot of people think coconut water has come out now into the stores, and it's just a bunch of hype. You know, it's just a bunch of complete hype, and it's just, you know, marketing just to sell another product. But the reality is, it's got amazing amounts of electrolytes, which are important for muscular, cardiovascular, nervous system, and immune system function. Coconut water is also great at boosting your energy levels. Coconut water is full of potassium, calcium, and chloride, which energize and replenish the body, and it contains much less sugar and sodium than commercial energy drinks. The coconut water is also antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and has strong antioxidants, and these qualities make the coconut water helpful with a number of health conditions, including stomach flu, dysentery, of course, indigestion, constipation, intestinal worms, cholera, and so many other things, including urinary abnormalities. The kidneys can be helped as well. Also, wrinkles and age spots for all you anti-aging folks that are looking into that. Coconut water is also really good for weight loss. Now, eating coconut oil, putting it in your shakes and smoothies, cooking with it, has been known to stimulate the metabolism and really help the body overall. It stimulates thyroid function is one of the big things that it does. But it's great for fat loss. And so just, I mean, if you want to drink the coconut water for those kind of benefits, it's another great thing to do. It's a big rehydrator too. The plasma and electrolyte balance of the coconut water has been found to be identical to that in human blood. And it gives coconut water the ability to rehydrate and balance fluids within the human body. So, obviously, a lot of great benefits from coconut water. You can buy it at your local health food stores. They've got it in gas stations now. They have it everywhere. And the benefits of it, if you never had it, it tastes really, really good. The benefits, though, are just amazing. And what they absolutely do can your overall health. Incredible. We've got Susan down in Florida. She wants to know about hormones. She says she's 48 and been taking compounded hormones, I guess, from her pharmacist is what she's saying. And she wants to know if that's the good way to go. It has settled down the hot flashes and settled out her moods. Well, if it's working, you know, again, if your doctor has it balanced, you don't really want to mess with it. And that's just my personal take on it. I don't really like doing a lot of the hormones early on, especially in your 40s. You can do those later on when the systems really begin to shut down, because you still have good amounts of hormones that are still functioning, and it's about supporting the body nutritionally during that time. That's really a better option. So you might want to talk to your doctors about that. But if they've got you on a system and they're happy with it, and you're happy with it, and you're feeling good, then there's another consideration to kind of hang tight where you are. So it's one of those deals where it's your body. You have to make the right decision and get people around you that can guide you. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give me a call right now. Going into a break, we'll come back. More Healthy Talk Radio. And remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there's always hope. Don't you lose it. There's hope to get your health back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's livepremium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
We'll be right back.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is Show Your Health is Your Greatest Wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, many times there's hope to lifestyle your way out and get well. Exercise is a big one. So dog owners, they're saying now, tend to have healthy hearts. And you know, it's funny because when I talk to people about exercise, I mean, there's two things that don't count: gardening and walking your dog. But you know what? Here's the reality. I just care that you get moving, but I just say that to be funny because so many people say, well, I walk my dogs, or well, I garden. It just seems to be the common answer. I'm just glad to get out and get moving, doing whatever you do. But they're saying here that owning pets, especially dogs, is a good way to keep a healthy heart. According to the American Heart Association, who researchers point out that dog owners were likely to get recommended amount of weekly exercise, but the scientists can't say for sure which came first, the dog or the walk. It says, but it's simply that healthier people are the ones that have pets, not that having a pet actually leads or causes a reduction in cardiovascular risk, said the American Heart Association in the most recent publication of the Journal of Circulation. Levine, one of the researchers in his team, reviewed several studies on the health of pet owners and found they generally had lower levels of cholesterol, blood pressure, and obesity, and often responded better to stress. One study of more than 5,000 adults found that dog owners were 54% more likely than non-dog owners to meet the weekly recommended levels of exercise. And by the way, the CDC suggests 150 minutes of brisk walking or 75 minutes of running each week for most Americans. And in essence, data suggests there's probably an association between pet ownership and the decreased cardiovascular risk. So Levine said in a statement, but he added that people shouldn't adopt pets solely to reduce the risk of heart disease. Just get a pet because they're fun. A lot of fun to have. Love dogs. Great, great, great companions and great family companions. A lot of fun. Charred foods are saying now may pose big diabetes risk. And again, we've always known that when you overcook the meat or whatever on the grill, then it can lead to some potential issues. It can lead to several issues, actually. Is one of the big ones, you know, you got the carcinogens, which causes cancer. We know that one. So you got to be quite cautious. But one of the big things that they're saying now is with diabetes. So with the charred foods, what they're saying now, the University of Illinois did a study, and they found evidence that the cooking methods, such as high temperatures like grilling, frying, and broiling, are risky because they produce these advanced glycation end products, or AGEs, which are harmful compounds that play a role in the development of diabetes-related complications. The advanced glycation end products are sugar-derived substances that produce naturally in small amounts in your body. They begin forming when you're in the womb and continue accumulating as you age. When you have diabetes, you produce a higher concentration of the AGEs because the increased level of glucose in your system. So the AGEs are produced in foods, especially those that are exposed to heat. And so the foods cooked at high temperatures are more likely to produce a higher amount of these AGEs, and you can taste the results. These compounds are responsible for giving steaks their enticing char grilled marks and brownies and their irresistibly crispy edges. The foods that are pasteurized or sterilized at high heat can also form AGEs. Animal-based foods that have high fat and protein are typically AGE-rich to begin with and more likely to form additional AGEs when cooked at high temperatures. On the other hand, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and milk have relatively few AGEs even when they're cooked. So what are the damaging effects? Well, it's kind of interesting, this whole thing. According to Dr. Claudia Contreras, she's a candidate in the Division of Nutritional Sciences at the University of Illinois, says that it's believed that the AGEs could provoke the tissue damage seen in the complication of diabetes. A number of studies have found that a higher intake of AGEs produce a level of inflammation and oxidation in people with diabetes. So atherosclerosis, which is the dangerous buildup of plaque along the arteries, is already a health threat to people with diabetes. The high amounts of AGEs in your diet could actually make it worse. So according to the American Diabetes Association, studies show that AGEs contribute to plaque buildup, arterial stiffening, and the loss of elasticity in the large blood vessels. Blood flow to your heart could become reduced if plaque builds up, inflammation or oxidation occurs. Without adequate oxygen blood-rich flow, oxygen-rich blood flow, they're saying, to your heart, the chances of having a heart attack or developing cardiovascular disease increases tremendously. So how do you avoid it, and what are some of the tips to minimize the risk? Mount Sinai School of Medicine study published by the journals of they found that inflammation and oxidative stress that commonly occur with old age will occur even in healthy younger people. If their diet includes high amounts of AGEs, the research suggests changing your approach to cooking to reduce your exposure to the AGEs. American Diabetes Association offers tips to help get you started. So here's what they are. Eat more fresh foods. Cook at lower temperatures, and you want to cook using moist heat techniques like steam, boil, poach, or stew the foods. Marinate the foods in acidic liquids such as lemon juice and vinegar rather than sugary sauces to reduce the AGEs. If you choose to grill, be sure to clean off any charred remains on the grill rack before cooking. Turning meat often, every 30 to 60 seconds, is always good to avoid the charring. And if a food does become charred or blackened, cut off the pieces before eating. You want to choose thin, lean cuts of meat that require less cooking time. That's always a better way to go. You can always opt for fish instead of meat. Fish cooks faster, leaving less time for the AGEs to form. And removing the skin when cooking poultry because it chars easily, that's another great way to go. So again, avoiding these carcinogens, avoiding the AGEs, is always a big deal. So it's about how you prepare it and the way you prepare it. Doing it the right way always, always makes a big difference. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means there's a chance if you lifestyle your way in, you can lifestyle your way out. Check out the website. All the information is there that you need. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area that believe the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can just give us a call right there, 888-283-7272. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What do you struggle with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The list goes on and on. But realize if the body can get sick, it can also get well. There's always hope. On this show, that's what it's all about. Coming up with practical ways to go to the next level with your health and with your life. Going to the phones and talk to Richard. Hi, Richard.
Yes.
How can I help, sir?
About, I guess, in November of 11, I was 408 pounds. I have lost close to 70 pounds since then. And in February of this year, I just hit a brick wall. I mean, I stopped losing, and I've gotten more active. I'm now driving a truck and unloading the entire trailer. You know, it's like 20 tons. Freight out of the back of the truck, so I'm very much more active than I was. Mm-hmm. And I've lost the weight by cutting out bread, crackers, potatoes, bananas, anything that is just extra fattening. Pretty much just changed my diet. Eating a lot more canned salmon and tuna and fish products and stuff. But now, all of a sudden, you know, in February, I did just stop. I quit losing any weight. I was trying to figure out, you know, if there's anything that I can do extra or why, you know, pretty much.
You can. I mean, there's a lot you can do when it comes to weight loss. Now, tell me this. You dropped some weight. Have you done any checks with your physician, done hormone checks, blood work, that sort of thing?
Yes. All my blood work came back normal. My cholesterol, glucose level, everything, you know, they did what they call a rainbow. And checked everything out. And then they even hooked me up, and my EKG was fine. Everything's good. I'm not losing anymore.
Yeah. When you get down to hit certain plateaus, one thing I'll have them look at, I don't know if they did this in the testing, but have them look at your growth hormone levels, make sure that those are where they need to be. That's a big one, growth hormone is. I mean, we just don't look at it that much, don't put a lot of value in it as far as the levels and what they show, and that can be a main cause for or a main driver for a lot of the different hormone systems. Eating about six times a day, small meals, is another great thing you can do to rev the metabolism. How many times are you eating a day right now?
That's another thing they told me. You know, eat smaller meals, but more of them. So I did. I'm eating probably 4 to 5 meals, you know, small meals a day.
Okay.
Less intake, but, you know, more of it. More
frequency,
a day,
yeah. Yeah. And how long are you working out for, your workouts?
Well, I'm unloading, like I say, I'm not actually just working out. I'm unloading a 18-wheeler. I've got about 20 tons of freight that I unload 3 times a week. So I'm constantly moving back and forth in the trailer and handling the freight, you know, by hand. It's nothing on pallets. It's all hand-loaded.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know. I heard, you know, the testosterone ads on the radio and stuff about, you know, losing weight with added testosterone. I didn't know if that was true or not, if that would help any. Maybe get kick-started again on going back to losing again or not.
I wouldn't go that way. It's not really necessary. I mean, you're unloading the truck, so you're not even doing, you know, structured exercise at this point. And until you've maxed out every avenue of what you can do, you know, as far as your body goes, you don't want to really get into the hormone situation of taking them unless you've done everything. So if you're eating small meals, I would go 5 minimum, even look at 6, because it'll help with the metabolic rate. But structured exercise where you actually, you know, keep your heart rate up at a certain level 5 days a week, and it doesn't have to be long. You can work out just 20 minutes. It could be a cardiovascular session, be on the treadmill. You could do some burst-style training, surge-type training. A lot of people call it different things, but you can literally create a lot of metabolic change that way. And by having these set times that you exercise can play a big role. And I like weight training. I like a lot of the resistance-style training. I think it plays a big, big role. I mean, it's one thing to be lifting the boxes and all that, but it's another thing to really get in, keep your heart rate up at a certain level, and be, you know, creating resistance. It's just proven that that raises our natural hormone levels, our natural testosterone levels, growth hormone levels. It can really cause the pituitary gland and the other primary glands to be able to function well in the endocrine system. So, I mean, that's first and foremost one thing that will help tremendously. And, you know, again, you might want to get a blood test and have them look at your estrogen levels, too. A lot of docs don't check that. But if you've got high estrogen levels, you'll have to look at using something. There are plenty of foods that can help lower the estrogens as well. And when you lower estrogens down, it cuts down in the amount of belly fat that can accumulate. So, again, those are a couple of things that can help tremendously that you want to look into. But, yeah, I wouldn't jump right into the whole hormone issue first. There's basic principles you can follow in transforming your body and getting it to the body composition that you want it to be or where you want it to be. And that can create some good momentum for you. So make sure you're getting at least about 200 grams of protein per day and about 25 to 30% of your diet in healthy fats, your omega-3s, 6s and 9s and that sort of deal, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of those will make a big difference. because your fats actually are where the hormones are made. And when you get on this big low-fat kick, which a lot of people do, it cuts down on the body's own production of hormone. And, of course, when that happens, it starts shutting that down. That becomes a bit of an issue, okay? Great question, though. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for questions and miss something that I talk about, information is there on the site. And also, if you're looking for a healthcare provider in the area that believes the same way we do, we can find them there in our network of people that's growing all around the country. Exciting to see everything happening within the company. There's a new test for postpartum depression, and they're saying it's right around the horizon. Kind of a big topic. A lot of women, they automatically kind of think they're at the risk for postpartum depression from genetic reasons, but there's a new research that may allow doctors to develop a blood test to identify women who are especially vulnerable to suffering with this depression, which is really, really brutal on a woman. Unbelievable. So, ladies, you know, if you've dealt with it yourself, how tough it is. So other factors also play a role in the postpartum depression, such as whether or not the pregnancy was planned and if the mother has a good support network. About 15% of new mothers experience some kind of postpartum depression. It's pretty common. So a lot of women are struggling with it. And nutritional methods do play a role. I mean, the actual ability for you to maintain good quality nutrition, which I know every mother or most mothers really want to, simply because, you know, obviously the baby's growing and forming. But that nutrition while the baby is going through the pregnancy process is critical, not only for the baby's chemistry, but yours. So eating poorly, eating junk food, not paying attention to it, not thinking that it matters. Matters for the baby, but it matters for you and your well-being. So make sure the doctor that you're working with has you with a dietitian. If they don't ask for one, usually they can assign you during that process an OB dietitian that really specializes in that area that can kind of walk with you through the pregnancy and post-pregnancy to get you back on track and make sure that you've got the right kind of nutrients and things coming in. All that is very, very, very important. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going now to Donna. Hi, Donna.
I practice the anti-inflammatory diet, and I'm meaning to fine-tune what affects my GABA, like the foods to avoid that adversely affect the GABA, and then the foods that affect GABA in a good way. So I need to find out about that.
Okay, well, GABA levels, obviously, it's a neurotransmitter, brain chemical. And the big thing about GABA is that it's inhibitory. So it's the one that when the levels are healthy and they're good, it tends to chill us out. Keeps us balanced, keep us in a good overall position. But there's a lot of foods, if you are stressed out, have a lot going on in your life, and you have a tendency for your GABA levels to fluctuate, and you go through anxiety attacks and that sort of thing, there are foods that you want to avoid for the most part. And there's kind of a lot. Really, when you look at it, you're going to think, when I name some of these, you're like, my goodness, I ate that like three times a day. and it can affect anxiety levels quite a bit. So here they are. You got salmon, spinach. I know those are two super health foods. And you got several of the nuts, almonds, walnuts, and hazelnuts. Brazil nuts are also on that list. Oatmeal is a big one. I know. Can you believe it? Oatmeal is a big one, but things like barley, rye and wheat, so that pretty much knocks out all your breads, your pastas, cereals, and crackers. I know, it's unbelievable, isn't it? So those foods, for the most part, can play a big role at lowering GABA levels. So if you deal with anxiety, be cautious in eating a lot of those foods. You might want to maintain and get a little bit more away from those and focus in on a diet. There's plenty of other nuts. There's plenty of other type of grains like quinoa, buckwheat. There's other ones you can use. It's about being strategic and creative and getting with someone like a dietitian that can coach you through the process. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hey, folks. folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. The show, your health, is your greatest wealth. Go online, check us out, healthcoachradio.com. So much at the website. If you miss something on the show, you can always go there as well. Get to the next level with your health and with your life. 888-283-7272. We're going to Jacob now. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, sir. I have a COPD issue and also neuropathy issue, and also my vitamin D level was the lowest my doctor ever said, which was a 6, but he only gave me prescriptions for 200 milligrams, which contains vitamin D and calcium. I was wondering if you think that was the correct diagnosis.
Well, it just depends. I mean, I'm sure it's got more vitamin D in it than that. And 200 milligrams of calcium makes sense, but vitamin D comes in IUs. So surely he put you on more than that if it was only down at 6, because that's really, really low. Standard right now is about 50,000 units a week, little pill one time a week. So it'd be interesting to see what he actually gave you on that number. But, I mean, correct diagnosis, I mean, it's tough to call because there's a lot of variables in a diagnosis. But, you know, with what you're telling me, with all those kind of combined, it just depends. Sounds like there's some deficiencies there that you definitely want to have looked into. And I would even, if you've already talked to him and you've already kind of gone through that, maybe either getting back in touch with him, your physician, or talk to someone about working on the different levels. Because with your vitamin deficiencies, building those up, making sure that they're at the right level, that they're at the peak level, is critical. And making sure that the numbers are where they need to be. Like for vitamin D, for example, when it gets down to 6, I mean, being non-existent, vitamin D is actually a hormone. So it plays key roles in all the hormone systems. It plays key roles in just about everything within the body, from immune system to bone density and all the way around. So when your vitamin D levels get low like that, I mean, everything in the body can begin shutting down on a regular basis. So that's the one thing you got to be cautious of and careful with. So it's just, you know, at the end of the day, one of the things you want to stay on top of about every 6 months, no matter what, if you're over the age of 40, is getting your blood work checked for vitamin and mineral deficiencies and making sure that all the metabolic properties are working at a peak level. So that's just a big key. Women now are going through lapses in memory, they're saying, when they're going through menopause. And they say it can be frustrating, disconcerting, and worrisome, but a small new study helps explain the struggle. Researchers found that women in the first year after menopause perform slightly worse on certain mental tests than those who are approaching their post-reproductive years. The study shows, as have others, that there are cognitive mental declines that are real, statistically significant, and clinically insignificant, says study lead author Miriam Weber, who's assistant professor at the Department of Neurology at the University of Rochester in Rochester, New York. So the study's published in a current journal saying that, according to the researchers, the process of learning, retaining, and applying new information is associated with regions of the brain that are rich in estrogen receptors, believe that. And the natural fluctuation of the hormone estrogen during menopause seems to be linked with problems associated with thinking and memory. We found the problem is not related to absolute hormone levels, Weber explained. Estrogen declines in the transition, but before it fails, there are dramatic fluctuations. Weber explained that in the variation of estrogen levels within the brain and more likely to play critical roles in creating the memory problems that many women experience. As the body readjusts to the changes in hormone levels sometime after women's period stops, the researchers suspect mental challenges probably diminish. While Weber said that it's more important that women understand the memory issues are associated with menopause, are most likely to be normal and temporary, the study did not include women whose periods had stopped for longer than 1 year. Weber added that she plans to pinpoint more precisely how long-term memory and thinking problems can persist in a future study. Other research has offered conflicting conclusions about the mental changes associated with menopause, the study authors wrote. The Chicago site of the study of women's health across the nation initially found that no relation between what stage of menopause women were in and how they performed on tests of working memory or perpetual actual speed. However, different Swan studies identified deficits in memory and processing speed in the late menopausal stage. Also, studies of these menopausal women typically define distinct stages of menopause, although researchers may differ and where they draw the line between the transitions. The researchers involved in the study said the variation in findings between studies were interesting. So, again, they found issues within sleeping, depression, and anxiety all kind of wrapped up together. And they found that, you know, with these issues, when women are going through menopause, these regions of the brain that have strong connection points with hormones like estrogen, when there's a decline in the hormones, that's why our metabolic profile of our body is so important. And why when hormones begin to decline, the aging process really kicks into high gear. Because so much of our aging process is tied into the lack of these hormones and lack of nutrition, lack of activity. You know, the whole don't use it, you lose it kind of thing still goes on. And so we have to make sure that we're doing everything we can to support the body at the highest level. Because the more we do that, the more we're going to support the body all the way around. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, this is the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, regardless if you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. There are proven principles to help you live a better life, to thrive, to have more energy, and to be everything you were designed to be. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.